This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Where did we get up to the top of Amud Mem Aleph? Yeah, Mechor and Echol Bezeach Hazeh. We went, huh? Second line of where? Yes, as starting which section? Reuven. Haven't we done that yet? Reuven show yolo idis perek kama de bavakama. This is our Gemara. Tanu rabban amochel echol olugim ubnei olam keechol kulum nichnusu tachas abayli. Befirish Rashi misho yo olov nizokim ksuvas ishu val chayu. Vohu yulo idis abayli de vaziburis kulam nichnusu tachas abayli. Nichnusu alukuchus kedin amoicher. Misho lokach idis yifro lenizak. Volokiach beinunis yishalim es achayu. Volokiach ziburis es aksuva. Because what says the intomer vahon nizokin milve alpeninu. Tosfos asked on that Nizokin is milve alpeh, and milve alpeh in a goyim mishabdi. And how can a milve alpeh take from mishubodim? You remember we went into that whole thing that the question of whether nechosim or mishubodim midoraisa or midrabonim. And in any event, they're mishubodim. So if it's mishubodim midoraisa, if that means if a person has a debt, and it's mishubodim midoraisa, then the rabonim came along and they said, however, if the debt was Baal Peh and nobody knows about it, that would penalize the Lukuchis and people would stop, it would be bad for Tikkun Olam. So then the Chachomim came along and undid the Shibud of a Milve Baal Peh. Or if we hold the Shibudim or the Rabbonin, then what we mean is that the Rabbonin created Shibudim, but only where there is a Shtar. Because where there's a Shtar, people are expected to know about it. Where there's no Shtar, people are excused if they don't know about it. So Tosfos asks, what about Nizokin? How would people know about Nizokin? There's no shtar by Nizokin. And if there's no shtar, there should be no shibudim. Tosfos answers that where there's amida bedin, that's considered like a milve bishtar. There's a long Tosfos question on the Shulchan Aruch on the subject. Inami, alternatively, milve aksuva b'torah kiksuva bishtar dami. That if a milve is written in the Torah, such as Nizokin, where the Torah creates the indebtedness, that has the din of a milve be'ape, or the milve bishtak. Yosef kosov b'shem haramad, the mishkachas lanami b'dekosov le'mazik shtara b'nizokin. Or the Ramah says it can be that the Nizak wrote a shtara, acknowledging indebtedness. Where the Mazik wrote a shtara, acknowledging his indebtedness. Inami, there was a kinyan made in front of Edim. Inami the chayvu l'shilumi v'loikabli l'dina yiloi. The gali adaita she'en rutzoni l'paroi. All we can do in a case where there was amida bedini, he already came to Beis Din, and at Beis Din he said that he didn't want to pay, or it became clear that he wasn't going to pay. That also becomes a public matter once the case has been to Beis Din. So these are various different ways that different rishonim answer the fact that a nizak has shibudim. That a nizak has shibudim on the property of the mazik. V'harav amagid kosov perik yutes milchus milve sheyesh mutatzin shenizokin kol yesh lohem yesem milve. And the Rav Amagid says some answer you don't have to come onto all this. Then when there's a case of a nizak, people know about it even more than a milve. People's curiosity starts that they hear about damages more than they hear about commercial transactions. If you look in the newspaper, the milve not reported. People are interested in damages. Why is that? Why is it of news interest if there's been a nezek? Strange, isn't it? Yeah. People take pleasure in that. If they make such a feature of it in the newspapers, it means people like it. They like to read about these things. What's that? Yeah, I think there is such a psychological complex that one feels that another person got it. So one takes certain pleasure in the downfall of others. It's subconscious. It must be that.
Wasn't it just an age where
gruesomeness. It's a fascination with gruesomeness when it's really gruesome. Yeah. But even if it's not gruesome, even if there's an accident, one car goes into another, they take a photo and put it in the newspaper. They don't mention the awards. The awards you don't read in the newspaper. You've got to go to the law reports for that. It's the accident they mention them, and by the time the awards come, you don't. It's old news already. Nobody that unless it's a major thing. It's not reported. People are interested in these opinions. It's amazing. Af mi meshabdi sharei loy omru she'en mil ve'al peh. The whole reason that a mil ve'al peh can't take away from nechosim meshubodim is because ain lokul. It hasn't got a kul, but where there is a kul, they can. And they brought a rifle. That's the Nemukah Yosef. So we're going to deal with this in the Shulchan Aruch, the whole question of how come Nizokin have a right, and Nizokin have a right to claim from nechosim meshubodim. If all the nechosim was either idis, beinonis, or ziburis, where all three have the same claims, and simultaneously he sold all these properties to three different people, and now they came to take. The question is now, how does this work? So you've got a situation of, let's say, he only had beinonis, and he sold all his beinonis in one go. Three beinonis fields he sold in one go. Can they all go and claim from the one? Can they all go to one buyer of the Beinonis and say, we want from you, or of the Idis, or Ziburis? Or Shlish Mikol Echod Be'echod? Or do they have to claim a third from everyone? Because each one bought a third of the bonded property. Because if all the property was Beinonis, then all the property was bonded equally. If all the property was bonded equally, then each one bought a third of the bond. And therefore one should have to claim from each one. Or it should be proportionately depending on the quantities bought by each one. And it appears to me that you do claim according to the proportion. And then I found in Rabbeinu Haigun that Rav Haigun agrees. So we have a Rama based on a Rav Haigun brought by the Beis Yosef, that where only one type of property was held by Shimon, and he sold all his property simultaneously to three different buyers, the Nizak, the Ksubas Ishun, the Baal Chayiv, have to claim proportionately from each buyer. They cannot all claim from the one buyer. V'zeh maskim l'mashikos of Rabbeinu b'shem Ri, and that is in accordance with what the two writes in the name of Ri. Where is that? What is he referring to in the Torah? Sorry? Where is that in the Torah? On the next page. Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Pirek Kivan she'en nikar mitoy chashtar she'ar shloshtam yom echot konu ve'en kosin shoyz kinyan shloshtam lo yichal elo ad soif hazman ve'az chol ukulum ke'echot. So what does that got to do with the I don't understand what that's going to do with this. Strange, isn't it? What's this going to do with Rabbeinu Yitzchak? I don't know. Kosev Baal HaTrubus B'Shar Dalet, Sh'im Yesh B'Shtar Kinyan, Kol She'Kodem Ba'a Kinyan Afilu Sh'Acha Zocho Tchilo. If there is a time of Kinyan mentioned in the Shtar, then whoever got the Kinyan first is the first rights. V'Nishal La'edim V'Ya'idu Im Ein Sham Kinyan. And if there's no Kinyan, they can ask the Edim and they can give evidence. If we know for sure who bought first and who bought second, it's just our problem is we don't know, because times aren't mentioned in the Shtar. But if we can establish who bought first, whether by a time being mentioned or by Edim being present, then the one who bought first will have the first right. אם אין שם קניין, ויש שם עדים, למי הגיע השטור התחילו, ולמי נמסר ביודו קודם, הוא הזוכה בו. That's the one who will get it. ואם טוען כל לוקח, what is that in the tour? Where's ואם טוען כל לוקח? Sorry? And therefore you should take in after Hanakhti Lichom Mokum Tana, where's it in the tour? From where? Oh. So this is in the case, it's time in the case of Reuben Shoyolo Iris of Enes Viziburis. Vim Tuan Kolokeach Volokeach Nze Shebo Litrit Mimenu Ani Lukachti Tchile Veinachti Lichom Mokum Ligvis Emenu. I bought first. So there you remember we had the Machlokes Ramban and Ri. The Ramban wrote, that's fine. And Ri said, since there's no Heker in the Shtar, they've all bought simultaneously. Says the Beis Yosef, B'Sefer HaTrumah Sha'adalet Kosov Sho'yonir Eloi She'einon Yochorin Litchoisei. The Sefer HaTrumah held that you cannot be doichi that way. On our Gemara where it says here with us, as long as it isn't clear in the shtar what time it took place, we must regard it as if it was all simultaneous. And they cannot push him aside. Let's look in the Rashi and see where he's medayik that from Rashi. So the Sefer HaTrumah is medayik from Rashi. That's the second last Rashi in the thin lines. שזה לוקח בבויקר, השתה לגימו, דאיקר למים אחד מן הארקדים. שזה לוקח בבויקר, ועולה לשניים בערב, ומצי למיתן, הנחתי לכל מוקרים. אומרו, נכנסו תחס הביילים, הויל ואין ניכר בשטר המחר, מי לוקח ראשון. So what is Rashi saying? Look at that Rashi carefully. Is Rashi saying, what is Rashi's case? How do you see that in Rashi?
He says, this one bought in the
man. Well, so firstly, it's mashmein that Shizel, although that could be the Ike Lameima, Shizel Lokach Baboike. That's how we learnt it. But we learnt it wrong. And therefore? That what? But what are we talking? What case? Do we know when the Mecha took place or we don't? We don't know. I say we do know. Yeah. It's not in the shtar, but no, we do. That the problem is it's not in the shtar, and that shows us that when Rashi says Zeh Lokach Baboike, he's not saying the Ikilameima. It's Zeh Lokach Baboike v'Zeh Lokach Be'erev the Ikilameima Chad Minayokodim. Right? There are two ways of learning the Ikilameima. Either it means maybe I could have thought that one bought it earlier than the other. Rashi says, no, it doesn't mean that. One did buy it earlier than the other. And therefore, maybe I could say that one gets the rights before the other. Answers Rashi, no, one doesn't get the rights before the other. Why not? Hoil be nika bishtar. Because there has to be a heker bishtar. It's not good enough to know it extraneously. It must be evident in the shtar itself. That's a diuk in Rashi which we missed altogether. Which the Sefer HaTrumah brings. Can I borrow a pencil? Thank you. However, Aval Shoel is Haramban. He asked the Ramban. The Heishiv Lo, and he answers, Shadin Noisin Sheicholim Bekuchos Lidchoisei. And he says, but logically, he's cholik with the Rashi. The Ramban is cholik with Rashi. And he says, in Adin, it's mashmal that one can be doiche. K'moy gabi aved, of the derech sadeo b'ksubis, b'gabi b'choyr, b'vatzra, b'gabi pidyon b'choyris, v'chein b'shnei Yosef ben Shimon, all sorts of cases. V'anish tei shtari, v'chada v'kosuv b'hei b'nisan, v'chada v'kosuv b'nisan stame, v'afa pishish lidchus, t'osun b'shtamech, k'li b'rashi, v'kol mekom adin noisen, v'shove b'kulom lidchus, malve b'tayin azu. So the Ramban holds from all these Gemaras that min hadin you should be able to claim. If you can prove that you bought last, if you can prove that you bought first, you can tie in a henachti lechol mokum, even though the two shtoros are dated on the same day. Right, so that's the case. Two shtoros dated the same day. One bought before the other and wants to claim henachti lechol mokum. The Sefer HaTrum is based on Rashi, says you can't. He brings a raya from the Gemara. The Ramban says that's not logical. If you know that one bought first, then why shouldn't you be able to? What are we going to do with the Gemara and Bovakami? V'ha'i daninim b'ferikamu de Bovakami hashto legimu ke'echo de'ikilamem echad min ha'ekadim k'loima de'kivan de'lav b'Yerushalayim yasvinen. This is how the Ramban learns the Gemara. Since we're not sitting in Yerushalayim, the kasvi shows where hours are written, the time is written in the star. Lo'i chashinen dilma kosev amosa lezeh. We don't worry in case the star was given earlier. The Kaimelan Bishtoros Hayutim Yom Echod Ochulkim Oyeshuda the Dino Ochulkim Oyeshuda the Dino. So the din is in such a case of Shtoros on the same day, either Chulkim, you either divide. Let's say two people have a Shtar that they bought the same property. It comes before the Dayan and dated on the same day. So if they were dated on two separate days, then the one with the earlier shtar would be the one who gets the right. But if both are dated on the same day, what are we going to do? So there are two things: either Chulkim or Shudah the Dayan. Chulkim means you divide the field in two, so we have no way of establishing you've both got shtoris. It's as if you both acquired it simultaneously, and therefore we must divide the field. Or Shudah the Dayan means that the Dayanim have to use their own sense to estimate which is more likely. Which is the more correct one? Hilkach Chokosan, our case here, Oy Machloikis, either you've got to divide it, Inami Midin Shude, or using the principle of Shude the Daini, that the Dayonim have to make their own evaluation, Mukminen Luhu Adinayu, we'll put each one on their din, V'nichnasu Tachas Abaylim. And we'll say, Nichnasu Tachas Abaylim, as part of Shude the Daino. In other words, the one person wants to claim an after the Chomokim, we say we can't do that because we're not in Yerushalayim, there's no time in the Shtar. If there's no time in the shtar, the din is we must regard the two shtoros as having equal weight. If they've got equal weight, either we've got to divide the disputed amount, or we've got to use our own estimation. Our own estimation is nichnasu tachas abaylim. Tehishudud rabbon and aval mechorim bezeh achazev elon isbarim mi mishneim kodom doichin esad shiovi raya. But if it was sold one after the other, and we don't know which one was first, then he's got to bring a proof. Otherwise, we don't get involved. And that's how Tosfos learns it too. Now, one is claiming that he bought first, and is proving that he bought first, but it's on the same date. It's not in the shtar. That was the case we were talking about before. The two shtoros are dated on the same date, and there's no mention of time, but one can prove that he was first. So if it's not in Yerushalayim, and the shtoros don't have time, then we usually deny it. Even though we know that he bought first. That seems to be the first case. What's the second case? Because we go by the inherence of the document. If the document doesn't state time differences, then his evidence is not going to help us. We treat the two as being on the same day. What is the din? What is the din? Then the din is either Cholkim or Shudah the Dayanim. We regard the two as being simultaneous. And in a case where the two are simultaneous, there's an amount in conflict, and that amount is either divided or the Chachomim have to decide. That should have the diner. No. Shulah D'Dayna is, under these circumstances, what will the P'sak be? And the Chachomim decided that the clearest P'sak will be Nichnasu Tachas Abaylim in such a case. Mechonu Negime B'Zeach HaZeh Sham Sof HaBraisi Kishikusavti B'Somu B'Zeach HaZeh Kulan Govi Min Achren Ein Lo Govi Mishlifonov Ein Lo Govi Mishlifnifonov V'Chosov HaRosh Oimei Rivom Shim Kulom Bo Kulom B'Vas Achas. This is the Rivom that Tosfos brought as well.
That's the Gemara and the Rashi.
Shulakach idis ba'achalina denichel in a mesav lu kedinayu veloy nezel bosu idis. Ligbu me idis shenishudot baschoirim b'shtei alekuchus v'hutal shibudon alei. It's all Rashi. V'yiloy ma'adron alishtara deziburis lamare kiechi demahadron lemigbu minei de'en ifroim minichosim b'shubodim b'mokom shishmanei choirim. Yehochi benizoki nami nei mahochi yibayis lemishko beinanis shkol v'yiloy ma'adron alishtara deziburis lamare v'tishko ziburis.
פרק יוצס מלכות מלווה קוסם בכל עונה איכות זו החזו הרי הלוקח נכנס תחס הביילים באמת דבורים האמורים שלקח איליס באחרינו אבל לוקח זיבורי זויבי מן הזיבורי שהרי אוי מלו צירף כשיו ונגביס מן הסודי שלוקח תחילו הרי הנחתי לחומו בינינו וחוסו ורבה מגיד ברייסה והוקים תדגמור שם ויש שם הוקים תשומר את הדפני כימי סוד ביילים. This is the מגיד משנה which we saw inside. And the reason Ukim to that says that that's talking dafki if the Bailim have died and the Yisoyimim, Arishonim, Nishur Yisoyimim, Kimon Delav B'nei Piroininu, Loi Matzi Omer Lokeach Yishatkis, Shatkis, V'yiloi Ma'adron Ashtaro Diziburis Lamare, V'tikbi Min Aziburis, Aval Ima Moich Hakayim Yochol Loi Meloikein, V'ala Itur Posak Ukim to Zu. The Bala Itur actually paskins like this Ukim to that it has to be talking where they're only Yisoyimim. V'im ha-moich ha-kayim din kulom b'ziburis, but if the moich is allowed, they can all get the ziburis b'pnei ha-tayinu ha-nizkeris because of Yishatkis. And the Rambam doesn't mention that, you remember. And the Rashbo says that this Ishatkis does not have a place in Haloche. You remember we went through the whole thing of the Machlokes Vishonim as to whether Ishatkis is Midin, that's the Haloche, or that's just a negotiation which takes place. And we saw the Nafkimin and the Rashi and the Rosh. We don't use ishatkis to take away a person's real rights. This ukimta is not the ikir, it's just the Gemara's process of going through the argument, but lahaloche, we don't have to take regard of it. That is the Rashbo. And remember, we said, so what would the Rashbo say if he actually said ishatkis? What would we do then? Yeah, you have to. It's a reality. He's threatening. It's a threat which he can put into effect. But that's not what the Rashbo means. What the Rashbo means is we won't take regard of that in our psak halacha. If they use it, they use it. But we won't take regard of that. V'chein kosov rach. V'af b'halochas loy huva. And also in the rif, this is not brought. So he has the girsu without the brackets. V'pnei she'eno. V'zeh das rabbeinu v'ikir ad kan l'shoyna. Barosh Kosu V'iloi Madron Ashtara Diziburus Lamari Hod Kome Madron Elav Dafke. The Rosh does have it in, and he says this about giving back the Shtar doesn't mean Dafke that you'll give it back. Shim Hoyo Machaz Elu Ashtar Lo Nisbat El Amekach Bishvil Zeh. Just giving back the Shtar doesn't help. Im Lo Shik Ne Asod Bekinyon Shim Sulu Ashtar V'Yichtiv Lo Ashtar Mechiru Olo. Unless he does a whole resale with a new Shtar. Kani Loch Iyu V'chol Shibude That's why the two rights, we view it as if the shtar was returned. It's a phrase, it's a halachic phrase. It doesn't mean that he actually returns the shtar, but we view it as if the field was resold back to the original owner. Isn't this wonderful? You've got in a sweep, you've got the entire summary of the whole sugya. Even if he doesn't tie any, we do it for him. We tie it for him. That's the shita of the Rosh right the way through. And Mukhe Yosef also passed him that way. But that's how we do it. That any tie which a Baal Din has, we regard as having been used. Even though that's not evident from Perish Rashi and Ksubis, but that's how he holds. And we held that our Rashi also not, didn't we? We held the Machlokes Rashi and Rosh in our sugya as well. That Rashi holds that it's just that it's a time that's actually a negotiating process that has to go through. How did we prove that from Rashi? Because of Lechitahadah. Lechitahadah doesn't work according to the Rosh. And the Rosh says, Mefurish it doesn't work. Lechitahadah can't work if we view everything as if it's already done. Lechitahadah means go ahead and do it. Let's see you do it. According to the Rosh, there's no place for Lechitahadah. And it's because of the Gemara's questioning only the Nizak that the Rosh comes to his conclusion that there's no Lechitahadah. Rashi says no. And so the Rashi that the Beis Yosef brings in Ksuvus is Lishitosa, and Akanami, this is the Machlokes Rashi and Rosh. That's also nice to see. V'chosav harosh oid. Listen to how nicely they're learning this story. Isn't it nice? Big crowd of people anyway. They tell me they don't want me to join them with the people in our shiur who are not keeping up. They're afraid it'll lower their standard. No, seriously, they feel they learn, they were hard, they're here, they never miss. And if they have these batlonim who are sometimes here and sometimes not, it will demotivate them. No, amazing. Actually, I want it. Incredible. The chos of Harosh oid, and the Rosh wrote further, Mashikos of Harif Kigun Shalokach Idis Bach Harino. And this which the Rif wrote, that it's talking where Idis was taken last, behind the time of the Asukulu Gabi Idis, so why can't they all take from Idis? Mishum Domele, look here, time of my, this is now the last page, time of my Omer Abunan Belis, Kibit Vor of the Mayrebi Yasmi, the Rif mentions nothing about Yisoymin, Kosov Arayvet Dishkogo Hoysoloi, Somach Al Mashi Befurish Bigmore, I think it's Oy Somach Al Mashi Befurish Bigmore, it must be talking about Yisoymin. So that's the shita of the Rosh, the Bala Itur, and the Tzur. The last paragraph, Mechorim Lo'echot B'zu Acharzu. Umochav Idis Ba'acharoina, which case is this? So the last case of Rova, isn't it? Right. Sham mocha idis v'shiyah benis v'zibudis over abayin amem atu kulu gabu meidis oma leirov amom acharish l'sheni kos v'shito v'leyodo v'kimon yilu asu l'gabi l'kiach rishon matzi agbilu mibeinonis v'zibudis v'ap apidich yizav mibeinonis v'zibudis akasu idis b'nei chorin avoy v'ni proyim b'nei chosem v'shubodim kozman d'ike b'nei chorin matzi oma leilu nichli v'hait akanto l'kiach sheni nami matzi oma leigabi mibeinonis v'zibudis d'chi zovin l'kiach sheni adayta d'kul skuzo d'hava l'rishon b'gavo zovin v'yadua sh'aloch ikerove. Interesting that the Beis Yosef learns that there is a machlokes Rov and Abaya. Despite the Sover Abaya Lememer, he learns that that's Abaya Shita. Otherwise, he wouldn't have to say the Adua Shaloka Kirova. He would say it's clear that Abaya was Moide to Rov. Kosov Rabbeinu Nizokin Beidis Vechen Kosov Harambam Perikidus Mirkos Meloive. So, what's the case? The Nizak can claim Idis. Is that how we learned it too? He sold Idis on his left Beinonis and Ziburis. We learned he can't claim the Idis. So the Rambam happens to disagree with us. Because of Rabbeinu and Nizokin B'Idis, the two rights that the Nizak can claim the Idis from Levi, even though he's going to go all the way to Levi, because of a Rambam. Because of a Rabbah Magish, because of Kain Lefish, Lekeach Rishon, Loho Yo Yochel Lidchoyson, Etzel Dover Achim. You can't use the defense. What is Abaye's whole defense? Rov's whole defense is Momocha. Momacha, he couldn't push the Nizak off. Even if the Idis was still in the hand of Shimon, he couldn't have pushed the Nizak off to anything else. V'im Kain Leka Ma Mocha Rishon L'Shein, Ikos Chushito V'Liyodo, Foshutu. That's obvious. Although we didn't learn it that way, it's obvious. The whole reason that he can buy, that he can take from Levi, that he doesn't take from Levi, is because Levi has a momocha. But in the case of the Nizak, Levi hasn't got a momocha. Nizak. Yeah, we must to learn that way. That's the Turim Beis Yosef. Now we can start Shulchan Aruch. Come back to doing that, Rishi, yeah. But while the Beis Yosef and the whole picture is clear in our minds, I want to look at Shulchan Aruch. During the holidays, I'm going to suggest that you spend time chazering the Siman of Shulchan Aruch. That's all. And if you can do more than that, is good. But the minimum that you should do is just chazer. You'll know one Siman in Chosh and Mishpat well. It will give you a lot of pleasure. To know Siman Kuf Yud Tes well. You'll understand every Seif except that one Seif which the Tur brought from elsewhere, which comes in the Shulchan Aruch as well. With the exception of one Seif, you'll understand a whole Siman in Chosh and Mishpat clearly with all the Gemoras, with all the Machlokes HaRishonim, with a tour, with a Rambam, absolutely clear, and it summarizes the whole sugya so beautifully. If we come back next year and you know Siman Kuf Yud Tes, that will be a beautiful achievement. It will give you a lot of pleasure. And Lemaisa, that's the only way people often talk in our kind of shir, that you don't go out feeling you've got something. Because it's all, even at the end of a sugya, it's never 100% absolutely clear. We're dealing with the deeper you learn, the less clarity there is. Because the deeper you learn, the more open ends there are. And each time you chazer over, there are new things that start coming over. So there's never a point where you can close off and say, I now understand the sugya absolutely. You would sit on the sugya your whole life, you wouldn't be able to do that. But with Shulchan Aruch, you can do that. You can say, I know Siman Kuf Yud Tes. I know every Seif in Siman Kuf Yud Tes. I know the Nosei Kelim. I know the Gemara on which it's based. I could pass in the Halacha in Siman Kuf Yud Tes. That's a very nice thing to be able to say. And it's not often that we've got it so compact that in a small piece of Gemara we've got a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch. Right, let's go through the Kuf Yud Tes. Hamoicher kol sadoisov. The case, Siman Kuf Yud Tes deals with one who sold all his fields. The loy veshit neshig b'min ha'idis. That loy veshit neshig b'min ha'idis is the one sif which we're not doing. So the heading as it applies to us is hamoicher kol sadoisov, a man who sells all his property. That's an interesting way of summarizing the sugya, isn't it? Because if he doesn't sell all his property, the whole thing doesn't start. The whole thing starts if he sold all his property. Uvoy vov seifim, and there are six seifim. Aleph. Reuven shemochar kol sadoisov l'shim. Reuben, the original owner, sells all his property to Shimon. Bevas achas. And the Shulchan Aruch goes like the Tur and the Rosh, that it has to be at one time. If it's not at one time, it's issued. Eric? Only the? That it doesn't have to be Bas Achas. We haven't had anybody else, you're right. It's only the V. Which toast is? The Re, that's the Re in toast. Yeah, or. Which is our case, really. What was the case there again where toast says it could be Bevas Achas? That's what go to the pressure. That's back to the pressure. Where Idis was the last. So he sold the Reuven sold Bezeh Achazeh, and Idis was sold lost. Now the Loive comes and wants to take from the Malve comes. Only the Beinonis. Okay. The Pshita case, right. Comes the Malve and wants to claim from Levi. And Levi wants to say, Hinakti l'chol mokum. So there we want to say he can't say it. Why? Because that which I left you isn't roi for you. Right, you took exactly what was his. We're talking about Balchuv. Talking only about Balchuv. In the case of the Balchuv, so that's in the Pshita case, it's close with there, even if it was Zeachazeh, even if Idis was the last one to leave Reuven, and he wants to tie all the Shibudim, therefore, on the Idis, he can't get away with that. Why not? Because of he can't say, Lachitatke Vidaiki. Let's just learn the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see how the Shulchan Aruch is paskening. Reuven shemocha kol sadeisiv l'shimun bevas achas v'choza shimun u'mochor sode achas l'levi v'hi beinunis v'loi nisha beinunis acheres b'yad shimun. So which case is this the Shulchan Aruch is bringing? Since it's bevas achas, we must be talking about this, about the Rova's last case, is right. Uvo balchiv ligvus, just half a second. Let's just see if I'm sure it's there. So just before we look further, just look at the last seif in Shulchan Aruch, seif Vov, which was the same as the last one in the two. Mecholun echod zu achazu umocholu idis v'acharino. That's the Pshita case, isn't it? And that's the case that you're talking about in Tosfos, is that right, Jeff? Tosfos and Ksubis. And Idis lost. And he now onsells to Levi everything except the Idis, the Fonov. Kulam goivim meha Idis. Then they all claim from Idis. That's not like Tosfos. Is that what you're saying? That Tosfos is cholik with that. In that very case, and the Prisha is deals with that. Okay, so when we get to that sif, that's where we'll deal with the Tosfos and Ksubis. Reuven shemochar kol sadeisov l'shimun bevas achas v'choza shimun u'mochor sadeachas l'levi v'hi beinonis v'lo nisha beinonis acheres b'yad shimun uvo balchov ligvois rotzo goyve b'beinonis sh'b'yad levi rotzo goyve b'mash b'yad shimun afilu lo nishar b'yodoi elo idis Yochel Ligvis Mimeno, that's the Rosh. He takes issue with him. So let's see. What is the Shulchan Aruch said so far? No big chidush, except that it's Bevas Achas, so he's passing not like Re in the Tosfos. Number two, here comes his next chidush. The option to claim from either, even if Shimon is left with Idis,
Yocholigvus bimenu, he can use his rights to claim from Shimon even to take the Idis. Yes, there's only Idis left with Shimon. Even though Levi has the Beinonis, he doesn't have to go all the way to Levi. He can insist on dealing with Shimon, which is the Shitas HaRosh. No, that place never talked. The Rosh creates that case and analyzes it and comes to this conclusion. But since the basis for his dealing with Shimon is Hechakto Shibudi, Shimon has to take the rap if the Baal Chayv wants to deal with Shimon. And on where does he say that Rashi? He says that Rashi would hold it. Yeah, but why? What was his raya from Rashi? Remember his raya from Rashi? We'll look at the Rosh in a moment. Let's go further in the sif here. Where does this apply that he can claim from Levi? If he's taken Idis and Ziburis, then he can't be goyve from him. Why? What will his taina be? The Yesha Imrim says the Ramo, the Goyve min haziburish shebiyad lukeach sheini im lo nishah biyad arishin rak idis. So the Ramo is chelek with the Rosh. That's what he's taking issue on, right? That if there's only idis in the case of, in the hands of Shimon, he cannot claim from Shimon, he has to claim from Levi. Chelek on the Rosh. So we're going to have to go into that machlokes, and he brings it in the name of the Magid Mishnah, in the name of the Ramban and the Rashbo. You remember the Rosh himself, didn't he say the Ramban and the Rashbo have another Shita? No, the Rosh didn't bring them. So that case where Shimon is left only with Idis, can the Baal Chayv be goyve from Shimon, the Idis, is a machlokes Rosh on the one hand and Ramban and Rashbo on the other. V'chein im nishar beinonis biyad Shimon ena yochel ligvus milevi afirim lokach beinonis. And so if there's a beinonis biyad Shimon, then he can't go to Levi, he's got to go to Shimon. Because he says, if Ziburis was bought last, then they all go and they take the Ziburis. Okay, let's look at the Nosa Kedim. Let's go through the Sma first, step by step. Reuven shemochar kol sadoisov. Why kol sadoisov, says the Sma? The ilu nishar shum sode biyad Reuven haloive. For if Reuven had left over any field, and he adds the word Reuven haloive. Reuven in his capacity as loive, not his first owner. In his capacity as loive dafke. Afilu ziburis, even if that one was ziburis, lo yo yochel Baal Chayv de Reuven litroif lo mishimon velo milevi. Then the Baal Chayv of Reuven would not have been permitted to take neither from Shimon nor Levi. The Chomoshi is boy besomuch, as it will soon be explained. Next thing is bevas achas, perush ubahakno achas. With one act of kinyan, the imloch came oiso shnishiris b'achrona biyad Reuven or yabal chayv goyve mimenu af shechozer u'mocher oiso achar kach gam ken l'shimon nuchud amasik. What's he adding here? Not the. How can it be b'vat achas not back no achas? Maybe he's coming onto this whole kinyan business. Different times. If you can prove there were different kinyonim, even if it was the same day, that wouldn't be good enough. It's got to be b'hakno achas, that it was in fact simultaneous. Well, he's saying b'vas achas means absolutely simultaneous. But you might have thought not. Yeah. The Be'er HaGoyla brings that too. Ken kosov ha'tur. וכן כוסף הרב המגיד בשם בעל האיתו פישו רב וסר כמו שכוזבתי בסוף הסעיף. והיא בינוניס
V'yadua de Baal Chayiv goyve mi beinanis. And it's known that the Baal Chayiv is goyve mi beinanis. What is he adding? What's the Sma saying? V'yadua de Baal Chayiv goyve mi beinanis. What's the Sma mean? So he's taking him. He knows he's taking something that the Baal Chayiv should be getting. Yes, and the whole inatil chom, the whole lachitachim v'zavmi doesn't apply. I'm taking something in the full knowledge that I'm at risk for the lukuk for the Baal Chayiv. Uva Baal Chayiv perish Baal Chayiv deruven, and then the Baal Chayiv of Reuven comes along. Rotzo goyve mi beinonis va'afal gav im hoyso adain biyad shimon. Hoyo yochel lidchoyso mi beinonis leziburis shekono gam kim yad Reuven. Ba'omron loy imein atonoitel meziburis shebiyode harini machzir haziburis liyad Reuven. B'mecher b'matone b'titzarech likvus mimenu v'lo mimeni. Dein nifroi menechosi b'shubodim b'mokom shish b'nei chayrin. Ask the Sma. Reuven could have pushed him off using the ishatkis. Or rather, Shimon could have pushed him off using his shatkis. He cannot say, I purchased all the schuyos, including the right to say his shatkis. Since Levi doesn't have a ziburis to give back to Reuven, the shibudu shel ha'bal chayiv dahinu ha'beinonis nimtza biyad Levi. And the shibud of the Baal Chayiv, that is the Beinonis, is in the hands of Levi. Yochel litrif miyadoi. What's he saying here? It's an interesting thing. What's his kasha? If Ishatkis is part of Halacha, as the Rosh holds it is, then Shimon had the right to claim Ishatkis. If Shimon had the... So Bishlamov will hold like Rashi, but it's not part of Halacha, then it's not more mochaloi kol schus. It's not a schus that you have really. But if Ishatkis is in Halacha, then why can't Levi claim more mochar? And just as Shimon could have used the Ishatkis claim, not threat, the Ishatkis claim to push you onto Ziburis, so I should also be able to use the Ishatkis claim to push you onto Ziburis, says the Sma, no, because Levi doesn't have the Ziburis. Does it? Let's just figure out. All Momocha works like that. So take the other case of Momocha. He can push him onto Ziburis, let's say, because Ziburis was the one that was bought last. So even though he doesn't have Ziburis, he can push him off. Why here does the Sma say that unless you have both fields, you can't use Ishatkis? But if you get, that's if you'll hold that it's a threat. If you'll hold like Rashi, but Shimon could have done it, and we view it as if it would have been done. We're prepared to view it as if it was done, even if he doesn't do it. So since Shimon could have done it, so we're saying we're making the following chiluk: this that Shimon could have pushed him off to Ziburis, he could have pushed him off. Shimon could have pushed him off even if Ziburis wasn't in his hands. Let's say that Reuven sold Beinonis to Shimon and later on sold Ziburis to Yisocha. Comes the Baal Chayiv to claim the Beinonis from Shimon. Shimon can be doiche him to the Ziburis in Yisocha's hands. Shimon doesn't need both fields to use his rights to push him off to Ziburis. Whereas in this case of the Ishatkis, Shimon needs both fields to be able to do it. And likewise, that chus passed on to Levi can only be passed on if you've got both fields. That's the chiluk that the Sma is making. That you've got to be in the same position that Shimon would have been. And Shimon also wouldn't have been in that position if he didn't have both. That's right. In ordinary Momochar, it's true that Levi's only got the one field and Shimon's got the other. But Shimon also, if he only had the one field and somebody else had the other, could have done it. In this case, Shimon could not have done it unless he had both fields. So Reuven could also not do it unless he has both fields. That's the chiluk that this man makes in the mouth. It's beautiful, isn't it? ואין פרישה שם כספתי עוד דלה, יש למי שכוסף מורה דרמו בסביב, היי, יש למה דזה מהי רשימי סמרחי, וכן צריך להיות לכמה נעבי פעמים חשביס בעין שם. That's further on, סביב, היי, don't worry about that. וגם אין לדמי זה לאילו קונו לוי הבינניס מראובן, and also this is a different case to if Levi would have bought the Beinonis from Reuven directly. והניח ביודו דרובן זיבוריס, and he would have left זיבוריס in Reuven's hands. Then he would have had to be goyve miziburis. Then bnei choyin, the shani Reuven, the hu haloyve, the olov mutal lifroa choyves atzmo. If Reuven is the seller, then Reuven, being as he is also the loyve, has to pay his debts first. The ispe mishum takonos hashuk, and there is the takona of tikkun ha'ilom that en goyve minechosim mishubodim b'mokom shish bnei choyin. Mashen kin shimon zedu gam kin lokeach. But where Shimon is the seller and is also a buyer, and he has no obligation to the Baal Chayv at all. That's why Levi cannot push him back to Shimon using the taina of En Govi Menechosim Menechorim Kol Zman Sheish Menechorim Elo Lifroya Elo Dibritzoyne De Baal Chayv Ligvis Pimeno Oymi Shimon. But the option remains with the Baal Chayv to claim from whoever he pleases. That was the first Tosfos, you remember the Yesod of the first Tosfos, that the principle of Ein Govim and Echosim Mishubodim applies only when you're dealing with the original Loewe and a buyer. But when you're dealing with two buyers, that principle doesn't apply. Afilu lo nisha biyodo elo idis. Even if only Idis, this is the Rosh, even if Shimon has only got Idis, the Baal Chayv has the option to claim that Idis from Shimon. Hatam, the reason says the Sma, the Yom Aloy Ato Hirchakta Shibudi, the Habeinu Nishos of Yodom, the Chatiu Lelevi, the Ein Ritzini, the Tatal Nafshim Levi, Kimi Moch. It's your fault. You had the Beinonis. Why did you send it to Levi? Had you kept it, I would have taken the Beinonis and your Idis would have been saved. You sold my Shibud on, and I don't want to go all the way to Levi. Because of Loshon Afilu, and this which the Shulchan Aruch writes, Afilu lo nisha biyodo ele idis, return the man, because Shechen nisha biyodo de Shimon Ziburis di ochel litres miyodo im yitze abalchoy. Certainly, if he's got Ziburis, he has the option to take it. Aval nisha biyad Shimon idis viziburis, however, don't think that it means that if he's got idis and Ziburis, eno yochel litres miyodo kim Ziburis, then he can only take Ziburis. So the Sma warns you against a possible mistaken diuk. If you look back in the Shulchan Aruch, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? The Baal Chayv can claim from Levi or from Shimon, Afilu l'nisha biyodo elo idis. Even if he's only got idis, you might say, and kol shchen if he's got idis and ziburis. Because now, if he's got idis and ziburis, then he can only take the ziburis. He certainly can't get the idis. Afilu im ruven kvar mes. Deino yocholoyim ala Baal Chayv, imen choloytel mimeni haziburis, achazirene l'ruven. In this case, where the Baal Chayv cannot say, I'll return the ziburis to Ruven. Nevertheless, Shimon stands in the place of Reuven. And just as Reuven could have insisted in such a case that he takes Ziburis, he can't take Idis. Shimon acquires this schus too, and can insist that he takes of the Idis and the Ziburis, that he takes the Ziburis, not the Idis. But if Levi takes Idis and Ziburis, Eino Yochel Ligvus, the Yom Levi La Baal Chayv Lahachi Bidakti Veloi Kanisi Beinani Shibiyad Shimon, Mipnei Shirotzisi Lahaniach Lecho Shibud Cho Biyodoi Litroi. I especially wanted to leave you yours to claim Eisi Miyodoi. And then comes the Ramo who's Cholek and says that if he's only got Idis, then he cannot take the Idis. He's got to rather take the Ziburis that's in the hands of Levi. Perish. Im Yirtze Abal Choy. Bechin Kosov Baal Magid Mishne Behedye. Im Yirtze. Bechin Kosov Baal Kemosh. He doesn't have to take the Ziburis. He can take either the Beinonis of Levi or the Ziburis of Shimon. Ein Shabbatan. Dikimon de lo aya biyad Shimon ele idis v'ziburis. Since Shimon only has idis v'ziburis, nimtza de shibudu de Baal Choy v'hoyo ala Ziburis. Comes out that the shibud of the Baal Choy is on the Ziburis. B'mokom idis shimoy. In the case where there's Idis with it. The Yesh the Ziburis there din Beinonis, and this Ziburis then acquires the din of Beinonis. The Rotsum is a Govi, Rotsum is a Govi. he can take zibudis from either one, but he can't take the iris. Into the loy palig hayeshuvim because of morama mashkos on mechabed ifnei zeh bekalav. So the smas wants to say, we'll have to analyze this more carefully. The smas wants to say that there is no machlokes here between the ramo and the mechabed. The ramo is not being chelik with the mechabed. But the mitzvah Hashem will analyze that more carefully. I wonder whether we shouldn't try and learn on Tuesday evening as well.